You're with the News at 1 on RTE Radio 1. Back to our main story, the election of Jim Gavin to be Fianna Fáil's candidate in the election for President of Ireland 6 weeks on Friday. By 41 votes to 29 over MEP Billy Kelleher by the party's TDs, senators and MEPs. Jim Gavin's still not available to us. Billy Kelleher is, though. Billy Kelleher, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Your reaction to this vote?
Well, look, obviously, I went into the contest to try and convince as many of my parliamentary colleagues as possible to vote for my candidacy. I put forward my views and my vision of what the presidency should be. And we had a very robust internal debate within the party. And ultimately, Jim Gavin was successful in receiving 41 votes to my 29. So I just want to wish him well, his family, and I look forward to campaigning for Jim across the country over the next number of weeks.
Do you know who voted for you?
Well, I was always reluctant to try and, encourage people to come out, publicly endorsing one candidate over another, particularly early on in the campaign, because I felt that this particular process was about ideas, about a vision, about our values as a party and what we stand for, more importantly, as a people. And that's why I wanted to have this sort of debate within the party so that we could freely, express our views and then finally make a determination of what candidates most reflected those values.
Do you know if any of the Fianna Fáil ministers voted for you?
Well, I have no idea. I mean, the sanctity of the ballot box is what is the great enabler in any democracy.
Yes, but 29 is quite a lot. It's over 40%. Even your own camp said that 27 was the high ceiling mark. So clearly, some people who weren't expected to vote for you did.
Well, look, I mean, I had to put my best foot forward in terms of the campaign. I've engaged with all the colleagues. I spoke today at the parliamentary party. I addressed them. Maybe the speech might have convinced one or two more. I'm not sure. But look, the bottom line is I didn't win it. Jim Gavin is now the Fianna Fáil candidate, and we'll get behind him. But from my perspective, I'm very pleased with the showing. And it shows that we should never be afraid of debate in a political party. And ultimately, making decisions democratically by a vote is not divisive. It's how it should be done. And I welcome the fact that I started this process and we had a very healthy one right throughout, competitive. And ultimately, we now have a candidate that reflects the values of my party, which are the ones that I share with Jim. And I'm quite confident as we get out around the country, he will be seen as an exceptionally good candidate.
Yeah, he's speaking to reporters now outside Leinster House. He was the choice of your leader. You originally didn't even want to be president. What does this result tell us about the support of your party for your party leader?
Well, I don't believe it has any bearing on that particular subject, being truthful. I mean, my campaign was around what the presidency is, what it should be. We're into the second century of Ireland. We have a very young population.
Over 40% of the population went against the wishes of the leader of your party.
Well, I think they supported me more so than going against the leader. I think, I have been in that parliamentary party for 32 years. I've worked at every level of the organisation. I've served as front bench with colleagues. So they know me intimately. So, you have to take into account that was obviously playing on people as well in terms of the fact that they would know me and they would see me campaigning
yes.
for many, many years.
But we don't know anything about Jim Gavin politically. What do you know?
Well, I mean, I listened to him today inside the parliamentary party. He made a very fine speech. He spoke about his service. He spoke about community. He spoke about his, extending the hand of friendship across the island to those that may not feel welcome in a new Ireland in the constitutional arrangement. That's, the conversation is happening across the country. So I think he is an exceptionally qualified to be the Fianna Fáil candidate. And as I said, he expresses the same values that I hold.
We don't know an awful lot about him politically. Do you know how he's voted in elections or referendums, for example?
I don't, but I think at the end of the day, I mean, we select a presidential candidate, to be the president. And I'm quite sure that over the next number of days, there will be interrogation by the media, robust debates. And I'm quite sure that he will, perform exceptionally well in them. He's a person that has been in pressure cookers before in terms of his management of the football team. He's been a member of Oglaig na hÉireann.
Is he going to be a member of Fianna Fáil?
He is a member of Fianna Fáil, and he will continue to campaign with the party and broaden out that support beyond Fianna Fáil to ensure that we have Jim Gavin elected on the 24th of October.
Billy Kelleher, thanks very much for speaking with us.